Yeah, I'm very pleased. You know, he's a horse that's got all the attributes of being a top horse, and you know, he was at the World Equestrian Games last year, but I still feel he's got more strengthening to do and mentally getting more established. Look, as I'm first in today, it's never the greatest place to go in a draw. But I was pleased with the horse. A couple of little mistakes, but there was a lot that he did very, very nicely. So I'm pleased with the horse.
Moving on to cross country tomorrow. Talk me through. Have you walked the course yet?
Yes, I walked it yesterday. I was obviously competing here last year and rode this horse around here last year. I would say it's a little bit kinder and softer than it was last year. Not as many combinations, but you know, there's still some very, very big fences. We're still at Badminton, and huge amount of respect for it.
How does he fare at cross country? He's obviously performed very well in here at dressage. Do you fancy him as a cross country horse?
Yeah, you know, he's a horse that's very good in all three phases, and he's a good cross country horse. He went very well around the World Equestrian Games last year. You know, he's got a lot of scope, and he's very honest and tries his best for me. So, you know, I hope we finish on our dressage score. That I'd be very pleased.
Just quickly, just sum up what makes Badminton so special for you. It's the one that everybody wants to win.
Oh, because the best in the world are here and the best combinations are here. There's so much history going on here at Badminton. I rode here when I was 21 many years ago. I was completely terrified then. And I've had some amazing rides around here. I've also fallen off a few times as well. But that's the respect that Badminton needs. You know, only the best come here.